Hello, and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from metro.co.uk. It's a bit like writing about sex, but we prefer to talk QWERTY. Seriously, if you type, that's hilarious. My name is Bibi Lynch, and today there's still no Miranda Kane. I'm Eric without my Ernie. I'm Donnie without my Marie. I'm Mac without my cheese. Let me tell you about today's pod. It's still going to be great. Today I'll be chatting with, well, I'll let her tell you.
Hi, I'm Holly Field. I'm a sex writer, sex blogger, and erotic script writer. I'm based in Brighton and currently talking to you from my office.
Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, sex blogger and erotic script writer, Holly Field. Holly, I've got wall envy.
It's quite a snazzy wall, isn't it, here in my office?
I love it. Is it real wood?
Yes, it is real wood. And I have a little taster of the sexy pictures on the wall, and I've managed to intersperse them with some fern pictures so they don't look quite too risque for all the video calls. Trying to be a bit more professional as well.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, deliberately chose sexy ones and non-sexy ones.
That's so funny.
I thought, I've got professional Zoom calls as well.
Yeah, what a professional. So you've been blogging about sex, dating, relationships for 10 years.
Yeah, nearly 10 years now.
The internet wasn't born then, was it?
Doesn't feel like it, but yeah. I started at university because I broke up with a long-term partner when I went to uni, and my friends, I was still texting them about various guys I was dating and just little anecdotes and experiences. And they said, oh my God, Holly, write this down. This is just ridiculous what's happening, because they were all in long-term relationships at the same time. So I thought, okay, well, why not? And it started off as an anonymous hobby for quite a while, because I thought I didn't want to get anyone into trouble or get myself into trouble. So it was anonymous for a really, really long time. And then after uni, I went to a teacher training course and became a teacher. So obviously it had to be anonymous then. And since then I thought, right, okay, let's go into writing. So now I'm a writer full-time, an editor. And what I do is I'm still going with my blog, writing that as often as I can. But obviously that's still a hobby. So it's not anonymous anymore. And I'm trying to make it take more of a journalistic tone and really delve me in some really exciting topics. I'm not afraid to talk about the topics that people don't want to talk about.
Like what?
Like kink, like pubes, like BDSM, cervical screening. Just been exploring lots of different things, especially this year with lockdown. It's been so boring. So I've been focusing on my math a lot.
Let me ask one question, then go back to what you're writing about, because it's really interesting. When you moved from being anonymous to named, did that really change how you wrote? Did you feel that you were having to self-censor?
I like to say no. I really hope not. I don't think so. Maybe a little at the beginning, especially when I started to promote some of my content on my social media sites. But now I've lent into it, because I am proud of some of the stuff I write. It's great fun. It's really cool being in a space that I'm not the only sex blogger, am I? There's a lot of other sex bloggers, but it's really fun to be a part of that network to reduce shame and help get a conversation going about these topics that we don't always want to speak about or feel a bit ashamed.
And is that the aim of it for you, to get rid of stigma?
It is, yeah, exactly that. And also I would love for someone on the internet randomly stumbling across my blog and reading something and thinking, oh, okay, maybe I'm not the only one who thinks this, or, oh, Christ, it is okay to be feeling this way. Because when I was growing up, I didn't have all the answers, like no teenager does, but I couldn't find the answers that I was looking for. And I just wanted to feel that I wasn't the only one who was having shitty dates with shitty men, or feeling like a complete weirdo for wanting to do this, that, and the other in the bedroom. And so I just started the blog, really.
I'm so envious of, everyone, really. I've got a nasty side to me, Holly.
Really?
Jealous, literally jealous of everyone and everything. I really am envious, though, of the younger generation. Because when I was growing up, well, sex ed was put in a condom on a banana, and I think I was away that day. You know, so do you know what I mean? So that's why you missed that. But it's like, I didn't talk about this with anyone. Nothing. Yeah. I didn't talk about anything with anyone. And I think even in the playground, we didn't talk about it. And I think even now with my girlfriends, we don't really talk about stuff like this.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's and you lot, it's just so, I mean, you can't say whether it feels liberating because you're doing
it. I don't know any different, yeah.
Yeah, but to me, it just feels like, my God, you know, the world's your what's it.
I think it's funny, isn't it? Because there is a fine balance to be had about being sort of sex positive and happy to talk and write about these things, but not everyone wants to. And I think you've absolutely got to respect people's privacy, and not everyone wants to have all the juicy, fun conversations that we all wanted, you know, in the common room at school. So we've got to be careful about how much you put your own openness onto other people. But it is a much nicer space to be in, that there are lots of conversations going on around sex positivity, owning your sexuality as well, and you can change gender, you can be a different gender, and just be a bit more inclusive. And it's quite exciting to be a part of something that's ultimately moving in the right direction for everyone to feel more accepted around the world.
So I've written about, ironically, because I never have it, but I've written about sex for years, and I've somehow managed to kind of get in, you know, write about it a lot and relationships a lot, again, ironically. And men my age, so this is like getting a generational thing, but I'm really intrigued to see how it works with someone younger than me. So men my age see me talking about sex. And I don't talk about, you know, I'm not about to talk about sex, but like if I'm broadcasting about it or I'm writing about it, the fact that I will talk about these subjects, so I guess I'm sex positive, that definition, it's really blurred the consent lines with them.
Yeah.
They really, and then so I will, you know, I've known someone for years and then, you know, married with kids, blah, blah, blah. And then 3 a.m, he sends me a video of a naked man sticking his penis somewhere and then sneezing it out. And you're like,
oh, do I need to see that?
You know, bravo on the flexibility, I guess, but, you know, but B, you know, it's like, what? And I think it's like, well, you know, you've got a sense of humour, you write about this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But that's from men that are my generation. With your generation, I'm assuming, I'd hope that men are slightly, you know, people, I hope people are more broad-minded, because people like you, you know, you've been raised in a different environment. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny. I do know what you mean. Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because of course, you know, you can't, it's hard to paint everyone with the same brush, isn't it? But you'd hope that we'd all be raised in a more sex positive way. But you're talking about your sex education, which was sticking a condom on a banana. Quite frankly, my sex ed was very similar. Sticking a condom on a blue dildo from the school nurse on open day of all bloody days. And just the one time
very
that people
walked
in. Very open day, yes. A bit too open for an all-girl school. And no, but I completely understand what you're saying there, BB, because what's happening is that people, men mainly actually, see that I'm a sex writer, erotic script writer. They want to know more, which is wonderful, and I'm more than happy to talk to them about it and share articles. But you're right about it blurring the lines of consent somewhat, because I've found that then all people want to do on a date is talk all about that and then assume they can straight away get into my pants that evening. Yeah. Think, actually, hang on a minute. Actually, can you try and get to know me? And yes, this may be my job, but there's a lot more to me than just sex writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's actually a little bit depressing that you're seeing that men your age are doing it as well.
And oh, man. I mean,
it's obviously common.
What are we going to do with them? What are we going to do?
What do we do?
We were talking before as well, and you said that actually you kind of coming out, and use my little quotey fingers, as a sex writer, actually lost your friendship circle.
It did, sadly, yeah. There was a group of friends that I was really good friends with for quite a while, and I feel that, I feel that I lost them because I was quite open about sex, and even just in my personal life, I'm open about it. I'm happy to chat to friends about it over a glass of wine. And I don't probe, but I do actually, bad choice of words, Holly. obviously, yeah, you see that it completely dominates, oh, again, bad word, completely encapsulates most of my everyday thinking. I'm writing about it all the time. So I'm more than happy to talk about it with some people, but I worry that that one particular friendship group weren't overly keen on me leaning into it as much as I have. So some tricky conversations were had, but ultimately, I'm really happy with my career choice. It's just a massive departure from teaching, isn't it? So,
yeah, but I just think, what's it got to do with them? It's weird. I can't imagine that you were as judgmental about anything they're doing. And what's bad about what you're doing? It's education in an entertaining form.
That's it. So, yeah. And my big push is education. Really want to educate and reduce stigma, using so much of my teaching skills to try and get people to understand more about topics that maybe they feel really nervous to talk about.
Have you seen blogging change from when you started? Or blogging or sex writing?
I don't know whether it's changed since I've started or whether I've become more and more into it. So then I've seen a different side. But there are so many bloggers out there, of course, and there's a much, much bigger field available of people who write about kink, and what it's like to be a sex worker, what it's like to have sex with disabilities. So there's a bigger scope, I would say, to the sex writing at the moment, which I would say can only be a good thing.
You know what's going to happen, and I hate to once again bring everyone down, but this is it's my USP. The problem is with what you're doing, young Holly, is the better you do, and the more you do, and the more you educate, and the more you destigmatize, you won't be needed at one point.
I need to stop writing.
But you know what I mean?
You pack up, I'm going to go. Yeah, I do.
Get up. and that must perversely be the kind of aim in a way, because you don't want to stigmatize. You know, you want to get rid of that. You want to get rid of taboos. But one day they will be gone. Or will they?
I think we're a long way off. I think my career is probably safe. I'm hoping we'll get there at some point.
How do you find, how's lockdown been for you? Has it changed what you've written about?
Yes, quite probably, because I'm not seeing friends like none of us are. I'm barely seeing my parents. I've had a few video calls with them. So I'm a lot more insular in some ways. I've got my housemates and they're super duper fun. But I'm not so worried about social judgment on what I'm writing. So maybe I have gone more into it. But also, I'm on dating apps at the moment. I found new dating apps. I've written more about kink and submission and bondage and all of that stuff. A lot more, and really delving into it as from a journalistic point of view, and trying to understand more, and speaking to so many different people online, through video calls, chatting to them, just finding out what gets people going. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do that had it been normal everyday life. So in a way, yeah, lockdown's been an absolute blessing for my writing skills.
Yeah.
in so many other ways.
I know, we've got to find some silver lining, haven't we? And you're an erotic scriptwriter.
Yeah, that's a fun job.
What are you doing? What are you writing about?
So I write for a company who are a sexual wellness app. And the idea is to basically promote body positivity, sex positivity. And part of that is they promote erotic scripts for people of all genders, all sexualities, so that everyone can hear themselves in a story and relate and feel more in touch with their sexuality. So what they do is they send me a creative brief. Then they're all completely and utterly different. There's a 3 chili rating system. You've got nice heavy petting 1 chili, and you've got sex as 2 chilies is just normal penetrative sex, and then 3 chilies is the super fun spicy stuff. guess which one I prefer writing? No surprise at all.
5 chilies.
The 5 one, exactly. Off the bloody scale.
You've got your whole new genre for you. That's hilarious.
It's really, really good fun. And it's a good challenge to be able to put yourself in someone else's shoes. I think one script I wrote last week was about, it was from the point of view of a male. And they asked me to really try and get into the nitty-gritty of what it's like to actually have sex with a woman. I was like, right, okay, putting myself in a man's shoes, what does it feel like to actually put your penis inside a vagina? That was quite tricky to get my head around. I texted some close male friends who, am I on the right lines? Like, yeah, Holly, you are.
This is so great. What did you come up with? Apple pie.
Apple pie. Funnily enough, not too far off. I thought about warm, moist, and then I sort of got a bit stuck. I said, okay, it's, oh God. And I said, is it smooth? Is it textured? Is it quite hard to go in first? Is it glidey? I just wanted more adjectives, basically. I think I managed. I've got my feedback soon, so we'll find out.
I bet the blokes you text. Oh my God, that's so hilarious.
I have a very good relationship with my best friend. He's so used to it now. Oh, here we go. Text from Holly again.
That's absolutely brilliant. I love this. But do you know, that's such a simple idea, but it's so, you know, representation is so important, isn't it? And even really just is. As simple as a character in some fiction is you.
Really? Yeah. And it's just like as a teacher, all you want is for children to see themselves in a book. And it doesn't matter whether we're writing for children or for adults.
Yeah.
You just want to be represented and seen and heard.
Yeah.
And so that's why working with this company is really rewarding. Really,
that's so
rewarding.
Cool. Do you miss teaching?
Not really. I don't miss the red tape around it. Mm. We all know where everyone leaves the profession. So no, in a word, I really don't.
I don't know how to say this politely. Should I just say it rudely?
Just say it rudely.
Is it like, do you get so turned on you have to kind of interrupt yourself? Do you know what I mean?
That's happened a few times.
Yeah.
I just can't stop thinking about sex, which is exhausting when you're in a bloody lockdown. You can't do anything about it. Jeez.
Exhausted.
So looking forward to summer. So looking forward to it. I get second wind in the evening, you know. In the morning, I'm really, stop it. In the morning, I'm feeling really focused and can plough on. But then as soon as it gets to the evening, I feel a bit drained. So one glass of wine peps me up.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So when you said you're on dating apps, is that for work, research, or are you actually on dating apps yourself?
I'm actually on dating apps myself, but it's also a very convenient research pool, isn't it?
Do you say that you write about sex on your profile?
I do, yeah, because I don't want I don't obviously name names, of course not. But sometimes people just come up with a gem and you think, oh, that's a wonderful article idea, or oh God, I can't believe you said that. What a great anecdote. So I am honest with people, really honest. For some of the apps, so I'm on an app called Field, which is more of a threesome sex app. Sex app. And on it, I'm really honest. And I just say that I'm a sex writer. By all means, if you want to read some articles, let me know. I'm happy to share them. But I don't want people to feel duped by any means.
Yeah.
No, honesty is the best way.
Yeah, that's true. Are people loving that you are?
I don't know how genuine all of them are, but I'm hoping so.
Let's see. Yeah, I used to write for jazz mags, porn mags, a million years ago. Shall I tell you what my pen name was?
Please do.
It's genuinely genius. So it wasn't my idea. So I had three. One I would write under Prudenda. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
One I was Stella Artois. It's okay. And then the third one, and this was my then flatmate Sue, came up with this, Jenny Taylor.
Fantastic.
Takes a while to sink in, and then you're like, oh, that's absolutely brilliant. That's brilliant. Do your parents know that you write about sex?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, are they cool with it?
They're becoming increasingly cool about it. They haven't really got a choice anymore. I said, I'm really, really sorry, but it's a massive departure from teaching. But oh well, it makes me happy. So
You're still teaching.
That's a nice way of looking at it. Yeah,
you're still teaching in a way that, you know, you don't really kind of realize you're learning. You're just being, you know, you're being kind of entertained while you're being educated, and so you kind of take it on board, and it's all like really great. So what's 2021 bringing for you?
2021, oh God knows.
That's this year.
It doesn't feel like it, does it? It's been one hell of a long year. What's it bringing for me? Well, vaccine this weekend, so already feeling more positive about that.
Hey, when are you having it? On Saturday?
On Sunday this weekend in Brighton.
Can't I'm wait. Having mine Saturday.
Are you?
Burton. Yeah.
Oh, way odd of you. Hopefully, just like everyone, some freedom, meeting people I'll be speaking with and actually want to form a genuine connection with.
Yeah.
And just like everyone, seeing friends, seeing family, hopefully some new writing gigs taking off.
Have you got a book in you?
Oh, I do, somewhere. I've got a few pages done, but that's about it. I will write it. Have you got a book in you? I bet you do.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just starting one, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it about your life or more a fiction book?
I don't know, my lord. I'm not telling you, officer.
Fair enough.
It's been so nice to chat to you. Where can people find out more about you and read your work?
You can read my blog at stillsearchingforprincecharming.co.uk. I'm not anymore. And then you can find my writing and editing services at hollyfieldwrites.com.
Tell me the most, what's been the most educational piece to write about for you? What's kind of changed your mind about something?
Definitely a piece I wrote last summer about domination submission. I was speaking to someone who's really prolific in the scene. And one thing that he really hammered home, which has completely changed my mind about a lot of the kink world, is actually it's the submissive that holds most of the power in a dom-sub relationship, because really they're the person who sets the boundaries, says when to go, when to stop. They're the ones who are setting the parameters. And I thought, oh, yes, yeah. Isn't that interesting? So yeah. That's really fed into quite a lot of my work.
Yeah, so, It's food for thought. I'm starving, you. Really love to meet you.
Yeah, likewise, BB. Hopefully we'll see each other on Brighton Seafront soon.
Yeah. Oh, my God, let's hope so. Take care.
Yeah, likewise. Bye.
Thank you very much, Holly. Oh, my God, writing about sex all the time. It's intriguing, isn't it? I've written about sex for quite a long time, and I remember my dad not being that thrilled. My name is Bibi Lynch. Miranda Kane will be back very soon. Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk. Get in touch on Twitter, please, at Good Sex, Bad Sex with 3 X's. It would be lovely to hear from you. And if you have a sexy question or query, or you'd like to come on our pod, buy us dinner first, get in touch, info@sexpod.co.uk. And I'll see you next week.